Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You know, I was thinking I do this little open thing each day. I should really give you a reason just to stay tuned and listen and make sure you're going to stay till the end. I'll do that next time. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, January 14th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Today is Ratification Day in the United States. It's the anniversary of the Congressional Proclamation of the Ratification of the Treaty of Paris, which was the official end of the Revolutionary War. It is also National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. Is amazing, right? Like this food, like a pastrami sandwich on rye can just be incredible. There's a deli in New York called Katz, and they've got this pastrami sandwich that they just got it down. The problem is it's $24.95. $24.95 for a sandwich. I've had it. It's good, but I don't know if it's worth $25. But I wouldn't say it's $25 good, but it's good. Get yourself a pastrami sandwich today, and hopefully you won't pay that much for it. Joey Chestnut, by the way, I always bring him up. Somebody that I was talking to the other day that listens to the podcast said, why do you always bring up Joey Chestnut? Well, he's a heck of a guy. He's a good person. I met him. I was there the first time he ever did a food competition. I was the DJ for the event, and he was awesome. He talked to my mom. Said a lot of nice things. And there you go. he does hold the record for eating 25 pastrami sandwiches in guess how long? Yeah, 10 minutes. See, he's a heck of a guy. He eats the food so fast so that he can be nice to people in the audience. I think that's what's going on there with Joey Chestnut. All right. It is also National Dress Up Your Pet Day. See, that's the other thing. Joey Chestnut wouldn't dress up his pet. And makes him a better person. No, I'm kidding. People that dress up your pet, go for it. Keep doing it. I actually put my cat in a Santa Claus costume, and we do have a little tie for him as well, just in case he's going to a formal occasion. So I get it. I totally get it. I also get that this might just keep your pet a little bit warmer, especially, you know, you cut the hair. Like I shave the head and on me, not on my cat. I shave my head. And I want to be clear about that. I don't shave my cat. I do shave my head. And it's cold afterwards. So, you know, I usually throw on a beanie or something. So I get it why maybe you'd want to dress up your pet. And today would be the day to do that for National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Hey, speaking of keeping warm... and your pet. I just read the story the other day about a British energy supplier that basically told customers to save some energy. Well, maybe they should snuggle up with their pets. Yeah, don't turn on the heater. Just bring the cat a little closer. I mean, it's not awful advice, but people weren't fans of it. So the company did apologize. They said it was a poorly judged an unhelpful piece of advice that they delivered to all their customers. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they told you to like stick your head in the oven or something or use old furniture as kindling, but And, you know, I'm sure the cat and dog and whatever other animal you have enjoyed the cuddling. So I guess they didn't do too bad, but yeah, they're taking a lot of heat for that one. Taking a lot of heat, kid. All right, let's take a look at our weekend activities here. What are we celebrating this weekend? Okay, Saturday, we've got National Use Your Gift Card Day. You know, more than half of adults have some sort of unused gift card. So Saturday would be the day to go out and use that. It's also National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. So if you got like a Baskin Robbins gift card, you can go for a twofer there. National Hat Day, as well as National Booch Day. And we're talking about kombucha. Yeah. National Bagel Day, also on Saturday. On Sunday, we've got National Without a Scalpel Day. This recognizes the opportunities to treat diseases without a scalpel, like, for example, angioplasty. Don't do this unless you're a doctor. Yeah, don't give surgery to anyone on Sunday. I didn't tell you to do that. All right, it's a National Religious Freedom Day and National Nothing Day. And you know what I have to say about that? See what I did there? National Fig Newton Day as well on Sunday. Saturday's birthdays include Chad Lowe turning 53, Ben Shapiro 37, Shane McMahon 51, Drew Brees 42, Pitbull is 40, and Grace Vanderwall is 17. Martin Luther King, also born on Saturday back in 1929, was assassinated in 1968, and we celebrate Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Now, Martin Luther King was assassinated at the Lorraine Motel. I actually got to talk with Dr. Noel Trent, the director of interpretation and collections at the National Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Motel. That's over on my Learning More podcast. I will put a link to that in the description. All right, also born this weekend is Kate Moss on Sunday, turning 48. Lin-Manuel Miranda turning 42 on Sunday. All right, well, you know what? I know you're going to be looking for some podcasts to listen to this weekend, and I know that I only take up 10 minutes of your day, so that leaves you with a whole lot of time to fill for other great podcasts. So we feature a new podcast each and every day for you to go check out. Our podcast of the day today is Driving with Randy. Yeah, every Friday you get to ride passenger with your host, Road Rage Randy. And just because his name is Road Rage doesn't mean that he's like just always yelling and screaming. Yeah, he does that. It's got the E. It's explicit. But yes, that happens. And many times right at the beginning, it happens. But you know what? He's just your average Joe trying to make it in the world of podcasting. He started from scratch with some terrible equipment and a terrible idea. But you know what? It's turned out to be a fantastic podcast. And he's got a better microphone now, too. I'll mention that too. But he's a great guy. I've had him on the show before, and he's just fun to listen to. It's one of those podcasts where I just find myself waiting to Friday to listen. So be sure to go check out Road Rage Randy and the Driving with Randy podcast. There is a link to that podcast in the description. Also in the description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon, and for just a few bucks a month, you'll receive commercial free access to the podcast. Join me for behind the scene live streams of recordings and get your birthday mentioned alongside the celebrities. Click the link in the description to join. All right, let's take a look at our historical items for today. And we start in 1972. Yeah, Red Fox was only 49 years old when he started to play Sanford and Son, the show that debuted on this day in 1972 on NBC. Okay, so here's the thing with this show. It was amazing, but it was also turned down by CBS because they said, you know what? It's just another show like All in the Family. But they didn't quite get the whole picture, and they didn't know that Red Fox was going to be in it. So they turned it down. NBC was very happy to take on the show, and they've tried to revive it. They've tried to do a spinoff, but nothing can replicate the success of Sanford and Son. Oh, if you watched it, and you see the whole heart attack thing, right? Where Fred Sanford is faking a heart attack and he was saying, oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming up to see you. Well, that was actually something that he experienced as a kid. His mom would do that. Red Fox's mom would do that. because she would want something or want something done or whatever. So she would fake a heart attack. And now here's the sad thing about that. Red Fox was actually starring in a new series called The Royal Family in 1991. During rehearsals, they thought that he was faking a heart attack, but he was actually having a heart attack and he died that day, October 11th, 1991. 1984 is our next stop for history here. Madonna sang Holiday on American Bandstand. Dick Clark talked for a minute about how Madonna got her start as a dancer. She came out and she definitely did do some dancing. I think she did some lip syncing too. I don't think that was actually, because you see the microphone move away from her mouth and she's still singing. But anyway, after Dick Clark talked to her about her travels and her time as a singer and a backup dancer, and asked her about her dreams. And she said that she had a dream to rule the world. I would say mission accomplished there. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Shepard Smith, 57. Slick Rick, 56. LL Cool J, 53. Jason Bratman, 52. And Dave Grohl, 52. That is your look at January 14th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.